the events of that triumphant hour, December 19, caught up to be with Christ forever, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Jesus is coming, but not as at his first advent, a babe in Bethlehem, not as he rode into Jerusalem when the disciples praised God with a loud voice and cried, Hosanna, but in the glory of the Father and with all the retinue of holy angels with him to escort him on his way to earth. All heaven will be emptied of the angels. The waiting saints will be looking for him and gazing into heaven as were the men of Galilee when he ascended from the Mount of Olives. Then those only who are holy, those who have followed fully the meek pattern, will with rapturous joy exclaim as they behold him, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. And they will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump that wakes the sleeping saints and calls them forth from their dusty beds, clothed with glorious immortality, shouting, Victory, victory over death and the grave. The changed saints are caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, never more to be separated from the object of their love. To his faithful followers, Christ has been a daily companion and a familiar friend. They have lived in close contact, in constant communion with God. Upon them the glory of the Lord has risen. In them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ has been reflected. Now they rejoice in the undimmed rays of the brightness and the glory of the King and his majesty. They are prepared for the communion of heaven, for they have heaven in their hearts. With rejoicing that their redemption draweth nigh, they go forth to meet the bridegroom, saying, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us.